Stelling poll, it sure looks like Ocasio-Cortez just copy-pasted an old Bernie bill. By James Stelling poll on January 10, 2019. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal is lipstick on a pig. Ocasio-Cortez, occasional Cortex, as she's known, because she's so thick she doesn't even know how stupid she is the lipstick, obviously. And the pig is the Green New Deal itself, which isn't remotely new or particularly green, and which is far too expensive and damaging to merit the flattering term deal. But since with the telegenic dancing congresswoman promoting it, it's not going to go away, perhaps we'd do well to examine it in more detail. Natural Gas Now blog has the dirt. The Green New Deal is just a warmed-over version of Bernie Sanders's 2015 Keep It in the Ground Act. On November 4, 2015, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, introduced the Keep It in the Ground Act, which, according to the Weekly Standard, would enact 350.org founder Bill McKibben's vision in toto. Representative Jared Huffman, DCA, introduced a companion bill in the House a few months later. But soon after, the hashtag NoDAPLA protests at Standing Rock, which were supposed to galvanize public support behind the Keep It in the Ground movement and usher in the dawn of the post-fossil fuel era, turned violent. Recognizing that extreme activism was not generating the public support they needed to upend U.S. energy policy, the leaders of the Kittage movement made a deliberate decision to change their tactics. Almost overnight, orchestrated militant actions were replaced with promises of guaranteed green jobs for all. Since then, Sanders and Rep. Huffman have abandoned the Keep It in the Ground campaign entirely and instead now publicly and enthusiastically endorse the Green New Deal. It's part of a wider movement orchestrated by veteran Canadian eco-agitator Bill McKibben and his 350.org network. A month after the election, Sanders hosted the National Town Hall on Climate Change Solutions, featuring Bill McKibben, activist Van Jones, and Representative-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to introduce the Green New Deal to the world. While this event looked like a gathering of disparate groups throwing their support behind this new movement, it was actually a gathering of compatriots working together to promote their common agenda. Specifically, Bill McKibben was one of just five people Sanders named to the platform drafting committee at the 2016 Democratic National Convention. Van Jones, who served as President Obama's environmental advisor and who wrote The Green Collar Economy, was handpicked by McKibben to be one of only 20 messengers for 350.org, who acted as global spokespeople as passing 350.org's Keep It in the Ground philosophy. The shock troops of the Green New Deal are known as the Sunrise Movement, which sounds like a new thing but it's not. It's simply a repurposed version of an old, failed campaign of 350.org's, the College Divestment Network. 350.org is so invested in the Green New Deal that it is quietly transforming its college divestment campaign, the Fossil Fuel Divestment Student Network, into the Sunrise Movement, which serves as shock troop protesters for the Green New Deal. For example, as college divestment campaigns close up shop, they encourage their followers to check out Sunrise Movement. In addition, two co-founders of the Sunrise Movement, Sarah Blazevich and Varshini Prakash, left the Fossil Fuel Divestment Student Network to create the Sunrise Movement. Sunrise activists have protested on Capitol Hill and, encouraged by Ocasio-Cortez, have engaged in sit-ins in congressional offices, including three in the offices of Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to push House Democrats to create a special committee next year focused entirely on climate change initiatives. Ultimately, this campaign is a throwback to the worst of the Obama era, and betrays the hallmarks of one of the Obama era's most notorious and discredited figures, Van Jones, who wrote the book The Green Collar Economy, on which the Green New Deal is based. Van Jones was one of the early proponents of the Green New Deal concept, which he outlines in his 2008 book, The Green Collar Economy: How One Solution Can Fix Our Two Biggest Problems. An Amazon book review describes the book as a reimagining of FDR's original New Deal that makes the government a partner of the people, and sets about defining the principles of a smart, supportive, reliable partnership. This also happens to be exactly what Ocasio-Cortez promises in her version of the Green New Deal. Wiki said, the book is a detailed proposal for a Green New Deal. In 2009, Jones resigned from the White House under a cloud for supporting the view that President Bush was complicit in the September 11 terror attacks, and his treatise on the Green New Deal failed to get traction. Here's why. Even though the House Democrats have shown no immediate interest in pursuing it, the Green New Deal remains a clear and present danger. Under the Green New Deal, Congress must develop a plan for the transition of the United States economy to become carbon neutral by 2030. And to accomplish that, the U.S. will need to make big investments today to jumpstart and develop new projects and sectors to power the new economy, which are estimated to be in the tens of trillions of dollars. With hundreds of state and local officials and likely 2020 presidential candidates signing on to support the Green New Deal, this campaign isn't going anywhere. And neither is its supporters' strong aversion to the oil and natural gas that has made the U.S. a leader in affordable energy, environmental progress, and economic advancements. This is why I call Ocasio-Cortez a Care Bear communist. She comes across as ditzy, cute, approachable, but the policies she wants to enact are pure hard left poison. And she really shouldn't be underestimated. She has youth on her side. Imagine the damage she's capable of doing between now and the time she's Nancy Pelosi's age. And, as Laura Perrins notes here, she knows how to exploit her beautiful woman privilege to the max. Ocasio-Cortez is a looker and I hazard a guess has had the privilege of turning men into gibbering idiots for most of her adult life. I have little doubt she has been trotting out utter nonsense and yet can make it look convincing and credible because she has hardly ever been challenged on it. This is what happens when beautiful women grow up in leftist circles and are rarely called out for mixing up a billion with a trillion. This builds confidence and sense of entitlement and soon you end up with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Then suddenly when she enters Congress and her policies are examined by people on the right, she thinks this is down to sexism. No. It's not your sex we have a problem with, it's the socialism. Amen, sister.